Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Morning show with John and Hugh on Sports Radio 90. Time the game on this Thursday, headed towards the opener for MLS play for Atlanta United as they take on Nashville SC on Saturday night. Our coverage begins at 7:30 Eastern, and again, 8 o'clock Eastern kick with Mike and Jason. Do remind you, if you're going to the game, that is a 7 o'clock local time start at Nissan Stadium where they're going to have, and you want to get there early, we understand, Hugh, somewhere on the order of 55,000 to 60,000 people for the game. It's going to be packed at Nissan Stadium.
Yeah, and it's going to be a lot of Atlanteans that are going to be rolling into Nashville.
And we are joined in the studio now by C.K. Lopez. I guess people know him as the Pope of Atlanta sports.
Yeah, so we've been told.
And
so
Michael Collier from Terminus Legion, one of the big, I think, were you the original supporters group? Was Terminus like first?
Yeah, we came around first in, 2014?
Yes.
And, we've been around ever since. Just holding it down for the A-Town.
So I'm curious. So what did you guys like think of Frank DeBoer initially when he got here? And now what do you think about him? If it was anything different?
I liked his tactics, actually. I understood them. I understood what he was trying to go after with the whole Dutch total football thing. I knew it was going to take time. This team was built for speed. It was built on the back of Miggy and that engine running through the midfield and exploiting a back line and finding a gap for Joseph. And he wants, Frank wants you to hold onto the ball a little longer. And that requires a different style of play, and it requires you to pick your head up and look and see who's around you. Now, I enjoy it. Mm-hmm. I think it's a little more patient approach, but I think it is something that will stand the test of time.
Now, CK, with you being the Pope, did you have to kind of explain that to your people and let them know that this is going to kind of take some time for it to build together and come together? Did you have to explain that?
I don't know if I had to explain it. I think I think it just kind of evolved organically, doing what I do. But I think it is – I just think it's something that, fans always want to jump at the first thing, right? They want to get mad when they see something that's different. Change is hard. Change is hard for everybody. Mm-hmm. And I think you just have to let people succeed. And I think that's part of what has made this organization really good from the top down, whether it was Arthur, whether it was Darren – and Carlos, putting the team together. I think they're really good at picking the pieces and then letting them succeed in their own way.
With C.K. Lopez and Michael Collier of Terminus Legion, the original fan club of Atlanta United.
I'm just looking at it. Like, compared to the team that it once was and compared to it now, what do you say the biggest difference between the two are in your mind? Either one of you guys can answer that. Mike?
I'll let Michael go in just a second. I think it, to me, I think, in my opinion, what I think is I feel like I'm going to have less of a heart attack every game. Like, with Tata, it felt like this is going to be 5-0, or maybe we get out of here with a 2-2 draw. Uh-huh. Maybe, because you could get exploited really quick with those transitions. Mm-hmm. This feels a little more measured, a more tactful approach, in my opinion. Now, don't get me wrong. I love the way we played in those first couple of years. But I think this is just a team maturing. And I think, maturing very quickly. I mean, Atlanta burst onto the scene, and so everybody saw that and said, give me more of that.
Yeah, but Michael, it is true that Frank DeBoer will be judged by not Campeones Cup or U.S. Open Cup,
MLS.
MLS Cups, yes. Yeah, I know that. And, I mean, I think we're set up for a great run this year as well. We did solid last year. We just fell a little short in that last match. But, still, we are a great squad. I mean, you look at what we're doing against and what we did on Tuesday up in Kennesaw. Like, the way that we came out and just dominated that game, we punched them in the mouth and then we didn't give up. And so it was, I think with that kind of mentality, we're going to be a great squad again this year.
Yeah, it seems, you know, with some of the changes, we're talking with C.K. Lopez and Michael Collier of Terminus Legion, who are in studio with John and Hugh about Atlanta United. With some of the changes, it'll be interesting to see, you know, how the team evolves. And that's really going to depend on a couple of things. We don't know yet when we're going to see, Michael, we're going to see Miles Robinson or George Bello or, for that matter, Mateus Aceto.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
We don't know when we're going to see these guys.
Yeah, I mean, the whole work visa thing, I mean, I think we have some pretty good front office staff, and those attorneys in there seem to be pretty good at getting those things. But I think
so. I was thinking the same thing. So what's going on with the visa thing?
I don't know. He's Brazilian, as far as I know. That might be the first time. I don't know if that might have something to do with it or the State Department. But I also think it's just because it's a later acquisition in the year. So it's not like they had 2 months before this to get that together. And you know, I'm really excited to see the kid. Everything I've seen about him. You know, when we saw him in Birmingham, just the way he moves, you know, I love that flow of the game, that Brazilian flow when they get on that ball. And I'm excited to see it when they get there. Of course, we need Miles if we want to go deep, in my opinion. If you want to go deep into the playoffs, I think you got to have that back line shored up, and Miles has to be there.
Yeah, but I would think as a fan, you have to be kind of impressed with what you've seen so far, even though you don't have those three guys out there. Am I right,
Mike? Oh, yeah, I'm still really impressed with what we're doing. It's just I know what we can do, and so it's going to only get better once we do get those guys back into the rotation and really seeing what this team is capable of.
And I know we talked about it earlier, John, the comfort of Pity Martinez right now. Mm-hmm. That he looked really good out there on the pitch the other night.
Yeah, he did. He's starting to make those connections, and he's starting to really find Joseph in the same way that I think Miggy did. And, you know, it's different, you know, because he isn't going to burst through the midfield in the same way. He actually moves laterally a lot, whereas you saw, in my opinion, Miggy did a lot more up and down north and south play. Mm-hmm. And Pity tends to and Barco does the same thing. Barco tends to shuffle left, right, and then come through a gap and slide the ball up to that front line. You know, it's a little different style of play. Again, it's a little more measured and controlled in the midfield, and it's exciting to see. I actually really enjoy that part of the game.
Talking with Michael Collier and C.K. Lopez, I want to thank you guys for these wonderful Terminus Legion scarves.
Yeah, we look swanky.
They're really nice. They are very, very nice. Of course, one of the four officially recognized supporters groups is a huge unofficial one, as we know. Mm-hmm. But the biggest, I believe you're also the largest. Is that correct, if I recall?
I don't know. The numbers shift a lot. Right, Footy Mob has quite a bit. Shout out to them. They
Resurgence,
really
Footy Mob, the faction, and you. But it is interesting, Michael, that Atlanta United support is so strong. They're expecting a huge crowd because it's the first ever MLS game for Nashville SC. But how many people are we going to have? I mean, are we going to have 10,000 there tomorrow? I mean, Saturday night? Could that happen?
Honestly, it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, Nashville is just a hot skip and a jump up there. And, it's also a fun town. I don't know if you've ever been to Nashville.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
But
many times.
It's a fun place to go. And so, I mean, just it's really tantalizing for, you know, Atlanta United supporters to go there. And also it's such a close away game that we can do. I know Orlando is like, what, a 6.5-hour drive or something like that. Same with once Charlotte gets their feet rolling, that's going to be about the same distance. But, I mean, this is a 3-hour drive almost.
Yeah.
Three.
Not that bad. Like four. Yeah. Closer to four, because we were discussing that yesterday. But, Mike, you personally, I know you were talking about how you lead a lot of the chants and everything. Mm-hmm. How much of this match do you think you'll actually get to see this time? About the same as you get to see every other match?
No, I'm actually looking forward to being able to watch a little bit more of this one. It's going to be hard being up in the 300s.
Yeah.
I'll have to bring binoculars, but we'll have a good time up there. I'm really excited.
You will hear us.
Yeah, listen, and that's the thing I was telling John the other day. I was like, the guy that's beating the drum and that's doing the chants, like, I was so focused on what he was doing. Like, I'm watching the match, especially in the first half.
Mm.
But I was so focused on what he was doing. I was like, man, he has to be highly motivated
to do
what he does.
Longshore loved Hugh's idea of getting that dude to cover the new MLS song so that we put our own spin on it and we get our drum into the MLS, the new MLS theme song.
Well, that would be interesting.
Okay. Have you guys heard the song, as a matter of fact?
Oh, yeah. I heard it.
We've heard it.
It's pretty solid. It's a solid song.
Well, gentlemen, thanks for coming in. We do appreciate it. We look forward to the game. And if people want to get involved with Terminus Legion, CK, they can do what?
All you have to do is Google it, and our site will come right up front. And you just, there's a join TL there right on the website. Look at it. We got a Facebook page. You can find us there. Find us on Twitter or Instagram as well.
Yeah, and then you might find out a little bit of why they're named Terminus Legion, a little Atlanta history with the name Terminus. Thanks, gentlemen. Do appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
All right.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.